Political parties have been commenting on the three achievements of the NDC, which President Mills touts as unprecedented in the country's history. First, the General Secretary of the NPP, Kwejo Wusiu-Frie, said contrary to the President's assertion, the country has recorded the highest level of unemployment under the Mills government. He said though the government has been speaking of single-digit inflation, the situation on the ground is different.
The PNC has always stated that if you are talking about inflation and that Ghana and African governments are doing inflation targeting to the detriment of creation of employment, particularly when there is an opposite relationship between inflation and unemployment, one then asks the question, anytime you have single digit inflation, what does it mean in terms of policy for employment creation? And we know that it has a negative effect any time, particularly for a developing country. There are modest gains that the president has made, but this nation is not interested in modest gains, particularly when the large chunk of our people are indeed poor, they are unemployed, they are looking for opportunity. In almost every facet of our national development, we are in deficit.
Yes, we do understand that we can't achieve total development. It's in a gradual process. But at any point in time, one needs to measure what he has done at a given point to know whether he's making progress or not. Given this scenario, how do you react to what he has said?
Our position is that, yes, there have been gains. But in the face of the gains, there have been also dislodgement by the bogus policy of ensuring that there is the clearing people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Where are those people going to? Whether we could have done better? And the PNC think that we could have done better, given the resources, given the space of development that we have in our nation. We could have done better as a party. The president has done his lot, but we will put across to the people of Ghana what alternatives we could have put in place to ensure that we had achieved better results than is achieved currently.
If you were in power, what alternatives will you have ruled out?
We are going to ensure maximum production of food in our country, import dependency, say, on rice.
We sincerely apologize for playing the wrong sound by this. What you just heard is the voice of the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, who says there's a lot of deficit in terms of development in all sectors of the economy. We're now going to hear the voice of the General Secretary of the NPP, Kwejo Wusiu-Frie, who says contrary to the President's assertion, the country has recorded the highest level of unemployment under the Mills government.
Unemployment of the highest order since Mills took over in the administration of this country. And for the first time in the history of this country, we have had an unemployed graduate situation, you know, having been formed. Mills has had nothing to do with unemployment in this country. He had no clue how to, you know, solve the unemployment situation in this country.
Are you able to give us the level of unemployment during your regime and this regime?
I'm afraid if you let me finish, we can get there. That is not what we are here for. You have told me Mills says that he will win because he's doing well. And I'm punching holes in that statement that is very sweeping. So please, don't get there. Otherwise, you will not help yourself. But the most important thing is the fact that this country is not moving in the right direction. You know, since Mills took over 4 years ago, if you look at where Ghana was and that we had had international recognition and where we are today, you will not believe that this was the Jacobite country that he left 4 years ago. Now let's just look at the economy. Now Mills says that inflation is what? Single digit, and therefore we are doing well. Maybe he doesn't go to the market. Maybe his people are getting things for free, and therefore they don't feel the pinch that all of us are feeling in this country. Social water in 2008 was 3%. Today, in spite of the fact that inflation is at the single digit, as Mills touts himself about, social water is now 10%, from 3% to 10%. And the secondary school fees, a work of state college. In 2008, the people paid 120 cedis, you know, per student as a fee. Today, it is 273, you know, cedis. If Mills says he's going to return to power, the man is beating his own drums and dancing to the tune. He doesn't get it. It is.
How do you react to questions that people put that when a party is in opposition, they don't see inflation to be an achievement?
People saying that if you achieve single digit inflation, it's no good, but it must reflect. in the people's pocket. If our inflation did not reflect in the people's pocket, and therefore Ghanaians booted it out, so also are they going to boot this government out, in spite of the fact that inflation is that, you know, what they say it is.
General Secretary of the NPP, Kwadwo Wusefie.